Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have a very special presentation happening May 29th at Stratford Legion. Joining us in studio with details is Rob Mumford, a registered psychotherapist, and Dan Koberg, a registered social worker and psychotherapist. Also joining us in studio is Aaron Martin with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. It's a full house. Good morning and welcome, gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome.
Good morning.
What is happening for May 29th? This is Lead by Example. What's this presentation happening? What's it all about?
Yeah, so very excited about our event. It's all about taking a proactive approach, especially for men. We obviously, Dan and I see an opportunity that often for men, you know, talking about emotions, talking about feelings, talking about what we're struggling with can be a real challenge. So we saw an opportunity to create that space. You know, we feel that the stigma is changing over the times, but there's still a long way to go. And as male therapists ourselves, we saw this great opportunity, for men to learn more about taking care of themselves, and maybe talk about what they're struggling with.
It's called Lead by Example, taking a proactive approach to men's mental health. And as we've talked about, it's prioritizing mental health for long-term well-being success. What are some of the stigmas or misconceptions with regards to men's health in particular?
I mean, Rob and I find that in our work with men, but also from our professional lives, there's lots of rules that we're taught about how to deal with our mental health. I think we all know these rules. Never talk about your problems. Never ask for help. Never talk about your emotions. These are rules that we're sort of taught as boys and as men for how to deal with things. And in our experience personally, but also working with men in the therapy room, our experience has showed us that these rules can sometimes negatively impact our mental health. Because we keep too much to ourselves until it builds up to the point of breaking down. So we're wanting to address some of these challenges and broaden the conversation so that we can see how therapy can be a helpful support in dealing with our mental health.
Okay, yeah, and I think you've touched on it right there. As in terms of men's mental health, we know it's important. We know we need to prioritize it, but we often don't. It often gets sidelined or not even discussed. Which is that fair to say or fair to point out?
Yeah, I think one of those, like I said, one of those concepts of masculinity is keep it to myself, right?
Keep it all in.
That's right. Yeah. Deal with my problems by myself. Independence. Responsibility, accountability, and those things are fantastic. Those things we don't want to move away from. We just find that if we use those things to the extreme, mm-hmm. if too rigidly, mm-hmm. then we find ourselves isolated. You know, we're all dealing with a lot of stress right now. What if it gets too much?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's a problem that months go by and it's still on my mind? It's still there and it won't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But men are taught, I can't raise my hand. I can't say I need help.
Mm-hmm. Or don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it feels weak or it feels vulnerable. And yeah, we really just want to kind of build that platform to say that that's changing. And we recognize that pressure on men. So this is the environment. And if these kind of things appeal to you, if you feel like you're someone who, it's on the back of my mind and I was, you know, I'd really just like to just find some support on that, this is the space.
I think you wanted to add to that, Dan, were you?
Well, you know, it's just part of what we're wanting to do with this event is talk about mental health. And it's important for us to talk about our mental health, but let's be honest, we've all probably had experiences as men where it's uncomfortable talking about our mental health. It can feel awkward, it can feel embarrassing, and it's something that I'd rather just not go there sometimes. I've had those experiences in my personal life, and the challenges that come from following those rules that were taught as men, they caught up with me. So that's part of what led me to, you know, enter the world as a therapist and deal with some of those challenges. And a big part of that is just talking about it, right? We need to talk about it. So that's part of what we're doing with this event.
Okay, again, put it in your calendar for May 29th. This is taking a proactive approach to men's mental health. So obviously it'll be a discussion, or how will it work all together?
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah, we see it as a combination. Dan and I obviously will sort of lead the presentation. We do have some practical tips. We know that men like to take action, right, and take some practical tips right away. And we will cover the basis on what we think a healthy model of mental health can be. But yeah, we do want an open floor as well. So people don't have to come and share really vulnerably. It's that's not the expectation at all, but it's a great place to come and ask questions. We're all ears. We want to hear what men think about therapy. When they think of that word, what comes right to mind? Why aren't they doing it? Did they even know it was an option? So a little bit of a combination, just to answer the question, is yep, some presentation, but definitely an open floor as well.
All right. And we should mention, this is free admission. Donations are welcome. And the great thing is, for any donations, contributions in support of Family Services Perth Huron. So that's great. Do they pre-register for this event, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's super easy. Just takes a couple of minutes. If they can please visit the Chamber's website. That is stratfordchamber.com. And it's listed under the events page. Just takes a couple of minutes. Thanks, Jamie. Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's get Aaron Martin in with the Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. And Aaron, I notice you've been, this is another great chamber event. And I notice you've been just nodding your head sort of through this whole thing. This is a very important discussion for men, a very important get together.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to let the experts talk, obviously. We think it's really important when it comes to mental health. Obviously, we have our Mental Health Week this week. So this is something that I want to echo that's been said as well before, where it was, you know, this is something that's been kind of suppressed, I'm going to say. Some people don't feel comfortable in talking about it. Earlier this year, we had our women's events, and a lot of men actually came forward saying they wish there was some kind of event focused around them, with some of the concerns that they have. And this is, I think, a great way to do that. This doesn't mean this is exclusively for men per se. This is also for people that are there to support, you know, their spouse or their other workers or anything along those lines, or even their business partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many different aspects when it comes down to that, and how we can support men and the challenges that they do go through and that aren't, I guess, highlighted in modern society.
Well, there you go. Well said. Aaron Martin with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. We'll share all the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com, how to get registered for this very important event, Lead by Example, Taking a Proactive Approach to Men's Mental Health. It's all happening May 29th, and that's in the afternoon from 2 p.m. through till 4 p.m. at the Stratford Legion out Ontario Street. Again, we'll share all the details. Aaron Martin with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. Aaron, nice seeing you just recently at the Lions Club 100th anniversary get-together.
Yes.
That was a fun event.
It was a ton of fun, and congratulations on the award that you also received there.
Oh, thank you very much on behalf of CJCS, and that magician was great.
Yes.
It was a fun night. Again, Rob and Dan, we wish you great, great success with this get-together, and hopefully we'll have some more down the road as well.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.